There's a lot to love about public arts. Unlike major gallery shows, public art is free. You don't need a ticket, you don't have to dress up, and you can view it alone or with someone else. Yet it's often underappreciated. That's why WSF News has launched an occasional series called Art Populi to give public art in the Bay Area the attention it deserves. In this first installment, WSF's Kathy Carter takes you to Pinellas County, home to a place known as Whimsyland.
30 years ago, a small bungalow on a corner lot in Safety Harbor had very little curb appeal. Today, the house at 1206 3rd Street can literally stop traffic.
A lot of times people drive by here and just slow right down, so nobody's paying attention. You have to be careful crossing the street.
That's Janet Lee, a member of the Safety Harbor Artist Collective and our tour guide for Whimsyland, a roadside attraction that serves as both a home and a work of art for its owners, Todd Ramquist and Kira Linda, also known as the Whimsy Twins.
Todd and Carolina are actually traveling artists as well, so they like to call themselves gypsies, and everywhere they go, they collect.
And since the duo spend so much time on the road, they rely on Lee and other artist friends to keep an eye on the property and answer questions about it from curious visitors. When the artist first bought the house back in the 80s, it was boring and beige. Now it is turquoise and bright pink, accented with smiley faces, butterflies, and rainbows. And the yard is adorned with all kinds of art. There are winding trails of mosaic tile work, cobalt blue bottle trees, and bowling balls. Lots and lots of bowling balls.
So it started one day when Todd and Carolinda found a bunch of bowling balls at a flea market. And there were 10 free bowling balls per person. So they called all their friends and they said, come on down, we have to get all of these bowling balls. And everybody came.
Today there are more than 800 bowling balls painted in bright colors or with bowl patterns. Some line the perimeter of the yard. Others circle flower beds. Dozens of them are stacked in a bowling ball pyramid. The point here is that the bowling ball theme is not subtle, and that has put Whimsyland on at least some people's pop culture radar. It has been featured in magazines, travel books, and on national TV shows like HGTV's Extreme Backyards.
Todd and Carolinda have made every possible use of their bowling balls. The landscaping, the lawn, topping off cool columns, and crafting funny characters.
Whimsyland also features a gazebo packed with strands of colorful beads, a disco ball, and hundreds of tchotchkes, and a couple of art cars are parked in the driveway. There's the Y2K bug, a Volkswagen, bedazzled with CDs, chipboards, and keyboard pieces. The art surprise is a VW bug completely covered in the Whimsy Twins wire art. It all adds up to something of a local landmark, and unlike a suburban subdivision with homeowners association regulations, residents in this Safety Harbor enclave aren't bothered by their neighbor's eclectic style.
Well, it's been here so long that I think if you buy a house nearby, you kind of know what you're in for.
The interior of the main house can be seen just once a year during a big charity fundraiser, but Lee says visitors can walk the grounds free of charge at any time of the year. Bowling shoes are optional.
It's not meant to be just seen from afar. It's meant to actually be experienced. So we encourage everyone, when you arrive here, just come on up, step up onto the yard, but don't stand still, because if you do, you might get painted.
Let's go bowling, let's go bowling, let's do it now.
I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.
There's a video of Whimsyland at WSFnews.org, and we would love your contributions to our series. Grab your smartphone, snap a photo or two, and share your thoughts. Send us a tweet at WUSF or share it on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag WUSFPubArts.